from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I don't know if the radio audience caught that, but I said Connecticut is extraordinary. Jeremiah Price in the Chatty House, brought to you by Matthews Mattress, asked my thoughts on the W and how the teams are looking so far. I really hate how bad the Mystics are. Like, that pains me. But, man, Connecticut looks great, man. What a tremendous job by that organization. And in New York still looks good. It feels like the schedule's been really, like, spread out. Which is weird considering the WNBA at, you know, like the middle point of next month is going to take a long break because, you know, they got to go to Paris. They got to go to the Olympics. So it feels like games would kind of be crammed together right now. And that is absolutely not what is happening. A couple of things I want to touch on here. Again, big thanks to James Hamm for coming in to hang out with me. Obviously, he normally spends the 3 o'clock hour with us on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, but he had hit me yesterday and he had an appointment to go to at 3:30. And then when he found out KC was out today, he just kind of hung around the studio and came in and spent an hour with us talking about Mike Brown and the Sacramento Kings, and obviously why that deal is so important for Sacramento, being the first coach not named Rick Adelman to get an extension. So big thanks to James Hammond. Of course, big thanks to the Chatty House for keeping us moving here on this Monday. A couple of things I want to talk about: the NBA Finals, which are getting underway here Thursday. A couple of other things that we could talk about. We got to touch on the Justin Jefferson contract and how that does or doesn't pertain to Brandon Ayuk. But I do want to make sure I mention the passing of Larry Allen. Obviously played for the San Francisco 49ers, probably better known as a Cowboys legend. Went to high school in Lodi, Stockton, Napa, up and down California. Passed away on vacation in Mexico. Was, I think, 52, 53 years old. He is a, if you're constructing an all-time offensive line, man, Larry Allen might be on that joint, man. He is one of the greatest we've ever seen at that position. And his resume shows it. The way his teammates talk about him shows it. And his career shows it. Just a phenomenal athlete. And my Cowboys fandom was pretty high when Larry Allen was on that squad. I knew that offensive line, that legendary offensive line of the Dallas Cowboys, like the back of my hand, man. And I was certainly sad to read the stunning news of his passing this morning. Again, one of the greatest to ever play in that offensive line, along that offensive line. And again, if you're constructing the greatest offensive line of all time, there's a very, very good chance Larry Allen is on it. Other football news, not nearly as tragic. Justin Jefferson, well, he got it. He got the contract we were all waiting for. And, you know, we look at this like, oh, this is Justin Jefferson resetting the wide receiver market in the NFL. But is it? because there's this conversation about, you know, the, how these contracts kind of change things and how these contracts really set up what happens next. And to a certain degree, that's true. And you've got CeeDee Lamb out there. You've got T. Higgins. You've got Ja'Marr Chase. And, of course, you've got Brandon Ayuk. Hey, CeeDee Lamb is probably the closest. But, man, Justin Jefferson is the one. Like, the fact that he signed the deal first is awesome because there is not going to be a deal that's put together that should approach, or I don't think there's going to be a deal that is put together that does approach what Justin Jefferson just got. Justin Jefferson cleared Nick Bosa as the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL. And his contract, shout out to Mike Florio, you know, this is my go-to after the Schefter tweet came out. I waited a couple of minutes to see when Florio got the details, and he got them. And this is real money. Like, this isn't the Tyreek Hill deal that we were talking about. And so when we talk about contracts and we named all of those players who we know are coming up on deals, the Ja'Marr Chases especially, the CeeDee Lambs especially, Brandon Ayuk and all of that, Tyreek Hill wants a restructure. And there's a reason he wants the restructure. You saw the Amon St. Brown deal. You saw the A.J. Brown deal. That was real dollars. Tyreek Hill got suckered into signing one of them fake contracts that made it look like, oh, Tyreek Hill making $30 million per year. Sir, you're not, because that last year of the contract isn't real. And once that's voided, you're down in the $25 million range. Obviously, Tyreek Hill isn't starving. But Tyreek Hill is, I think he's the second highest paid receiver on his team now after the Jalen Waddle deal. And if there's one guy in the entire National Football League that has an argument to what Justin Jefferson got, it's Tyreek Hill. Now, how willing Miami will be to renegotiate this contract and put Tyreek Hill in a better place remains to be seen. I mean, it was Tyreek that signed the fake deal. Hey, dog, that's your fault. But you look at this money, man, that Justin Jefferson got. And again, I said how this might or might not relate to Brandon Ayuk. The fact is, it doesn't. This is not a Brandon Ayuk contract. This is not even in the area of where Brandon Ayuk will be. This is the elite of the elite money. And this is the best wide receiver in the league money. Now, if you're CeeDee Lamb and you're the Dallas Cowboys, or maybe more specifically, if you're CeeDee Lamb and CeeDee Lamb's team, you want to get as close to this dollar figure as you possibly can. You probably want to get close to this Justin Jefferson deal, knowing you're probably not going to clear it, by passing the Amon St. Brown or A.J. Brown deal, which I think are in the vicinity without knowing like the specific breakdowns and years that you can eliminate. I think they're in the vicinity of like the $30 million range. AJ's a little bit higher. I think Amon St. Brown is at $30 million. But Justin Jefferson hitting a $36 million signing bonus. And he's got a $30 million. Let me go to the most important breakdown. In year one, $38 million for Justin Jefferson. Year two, just shy of $70 million. In year three, $95.7 million. Year four, $125 million. And interestingly enough, through 2 years, 4 years, and 5 years, it's the highest cash flow ever for a non-quarterback. Through 3 years, it's second, which is fascinating. That means someone has a massive bump coming up in the 2027 season. But a tremendous job by Tyreek Hill's team to get this deal done. The deal pays $88.7 million fully guaranteed at signing, the second pen touches paper or finger touches iPad, and the practical guarantee is $95.7 million because they're not going to cut him after 1 year. The guarantee goes up even higher when you realize they're not going to cut him after 2 years either. And there are these built-in things through contracts that you go through and go through. And as you look at them more and more, you realize, okay, this is completely unrealistic. They'll just cut him here, or they'll completely restructure the contract. In Justin Jefferson's case, you look at it and you go, this is completely unrealistic because they're not going to cut him after 2 years. This dude really is going to wind up making $100, $110 million. And I think of everyone else out on the market, the players that this is most important to is CeeDee Lamb and, to a certain degree, Ja'Marr Chase. And when you talk about the, well, let me take that back. It's CeeDee Lamb, it's Ja'Marr Chase, and it's Tyreek Hill. Because Tyreek Hill is trying to figure out this restructure here. And if he wants to talk about a player's impact, he's going to use Justin Jefferson as an example. Now, whether he's able to get money that approaches this remains to be seen. He has a fake contract that approaches it. He has a real contract that's in the vicinity of some of these other guys, but it's lower. It said he's now the second highest paid receiver on his team when you break things down annually. He's better than Jaylen Waddle. I think he's better than a lot of these players. To me, Tyreek Hill is one of the most unique weapons in the entire league. And I like him over Amon-Ra Brown. I like him over A.J. Brown. Man, I like Tyreek Hill to approach this number, though I don't think he surpasses it. I like CeeDee Lamb to approach this number, though I don't think he surpasses it. And I like Ja'Marr Chase to approach this number, though I don't think he surpasses it. I think you might get souped up contracts similar to what Tyreek Hill has already signed, where it's not real. Like you get the fake dollars to make it look nicer than it really is. But I think you'll get something that might get to about 33 to 34. You might get something that approaches the Nick Bosa deal, which I think is $34 million annually. But you'll get something that surpasses the A.J. Brown deal, which is the $32 million annually. And you'll be somewhere in between there, perhaps for all three of those wide receivers. The biggest question mark being Tyreek, because the Miami Dolphins need some motivation to restructure that deal outside of making Tyreek happy. Because I don't think Tyreek is walking away from this. But CeeDee and Ja'Marr Chase, they're right there. What this means for Brandon Ayuk, ultimately, I don't think it means anything. I mean, you have the number out there. This is probably the most important contract to get signed. Because he's literally the best at his position.
Does Brandon Ayuk go from a $25 million guy, maybe like around there, to like maybe 20 to 30 now since Justin Jefferson is a 35?
Absolutely not. Not in my opinion, because he's not Justin Jefferson.
Well, no, Justin Jefferson's getting 35, but maybe this bumps up Ayuk. Now he's making 28 to 30.
To me, he doesn't. What would be interesting is if the Brandon Ayuk deal really does linger, right, for a while, but Ja'Marr gets a deal done. Or, like, CeeDee Lamb's got to get a deal done. There was already a report, I think it was from Josina today, who said, now that you know Justin Jefferson's deal got done, the Cowboys are picking up their conversations with CeeDee Lamb trying to get this done. If CeeDee if my guess is correct, then CeeDee is in the vicinity of the 32.5, 33, 34 million, and you start to see numbers go, because to me, Ayuk is comparable to Waddle. That's Waddle was 25?
Yeah, I think he's like 25 in real money, but like 28 in the fake contract.
Oh, so you are asking, does Brandon Ayuk get a fake contract in the vicinity of $28 million? Yeah, sure. You could give Brandon Ayuk a fake contract in $32 million if you want to. But in terms of real dollars, yeah, I see him more comparable to Waddle and where Waddle's at than where CeeDee and some of these other guys are at. Or where I think CeeDee will go. Certainly where Amon St. Brown, A.J. Brown, and Justin Jefferson are in that north of 30 range. The fact that you can have potentially three wide receivers now, you have three wide receivers now, you could potentially have five, maybe six if you throw Tyreek in there, north of 30. Annually, north of 30 real dollars annually. Man. Sal asking how much real money did Justin Jefferson get? It looks like 110, just the way that the contract is structured and where all of the voided years are. It looks extremely realistic that he's going to get $110 million. If you count the injury guarantee, it's extremely realistic that he's going to get $110 million. It's actually not terribly unrealistic that he gets $125 million. Because of how good he is, how productive he is, and as long as he doesn't suffer a steep fall off, he could get $125 million over the 4 years. That is absolutely not crazy at all. Especially with the way the different guaranteed structures are. The $110 million is the fully guaranteed. That's the injury guarantee. Like, he's making that. The $125 isn't unlikely, though. Especially with the way that the outs are structured. And there's always hidden outs in these contracts. But Justin Jefferson is so damn good. Unless he suffers a fall off in year two, the chances of him not getting that contract in year four, or the chances of him not getting that dollar figure in year four, are slim. However, what makes it more unlikely that he won't hit the $125 million marker is the fact that by the time we get there, if it's even in the conversation, he's already earned a new contract and they've restructured and created something entirely new where he potentially earns another $100 million. Justin Jefferson is a special, special wide receiver. But the funny thing about him, Jesse, is that's how I feel about Tyreek. I feel like Tyreek is a game-changing football player on the offensive end.
I think they're in a tier of their own.
I agree, which is why Tyreek has to be fuming right now, knowing he, for football purposes, he signed a bad deal. And I don't know how motivated Miami will be to restructuring that to make him happy. I don't know how willing they will be to just go spend more money to make Tyreek Hill happy. But I
see that, or you trade him.
You think so?
Was it because is this the last year of his real money? Like, when is the $56 million year? Do you remember?
No, the $56 million year. That's what year we're going into, 24, 25?
Yeah.
I think it was 25. Well, yeah, I guess.
Okay, then,
right.
Yeah, so yeah, if they don't, right. they either you're have right. to get that, they either yeah. have to work an extension out with them, or you're going to have to trade them after this season. And I do think you pay them still.
Yeah, I absolutely think you do. I pulled this up. Drew Rosenhaus hints Tyreek Hill wants new contract. That's some Justin Jefferson deal. Yeah, good call there, Drew. You're doing a hell of a hell. Good. You're handling your job spectacularly. Well done, sir.
Drew Rosenhaus does like local media hits in Miami and stuff like that, talking about the contracts all the time.
He's a Miami guy. I get it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78 million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, it's funny. You really have to work to decipher. Like, Bryce is spamming my phone and the Twitch account with deals. I have all of the real numbers in front of me, Bryce. I appreciate you, my man. Like, I'm looking right here. They have Tyreek Hill at $30 million. That's not real. That's why he's mad. That's why Tyreek Hill is mad, is this number's not real. Once you get rid of that number, Jesse was just talking about that 50-some-odd million-dollar contract. It's not real, man. He's at like $25 million after that. And that's way below where Amara St. Brown and A.J. Brown are. And now that's $10 million less than what Justin Jefferson is. And Drew, this your fault. Drew, you the one that signed him. You agreed to that. But the market's changed. And that was the big one, man. That was the big shoe to drop. A lot of times you see, you know, the smaller deals come in, smaller deals come in, smaller deals come in. And then, boom, the big one hits. And not this case. They were like, nah, let's just get Justin Jefferson's money out there and show what it's all about. Highest marker moving forward for a non-quarterback. Where Brandon Ayuk does fall in this conversation of wide receivers will be interesting. It will be super interesting because I'm not sure. I feel like it's in the 20.
Starts at 25.
I feel like it's in the range of the $25 million, like real money range, right?
Yeah, it starts at 25 real money, I think, per year.
Yeah, I'm good with that. Like that works. The killer would be, though, if like CD signs a, you know, the $34 million, like CD might not get to Justin Jefferson, but he might get to Nick Bosa. And then it'll be like, oh, now all of a sudden you see this number like get higher and higher and higher. And it's like, all right, Brandon Ayuk, where does he fit on a potential championship roster? Who knows?
I wonder what's taking so long to get a deal done. Because I feel like you said, Justin Jefferson's going to get a deal. Ja'Marr Chase doesn't have a deal yet.
No.
Yeah, he doesn't have a deal yet. CD's still got to get his. Like, it just.
And they also stuck with the T. Higgins thing, too.
Yeah. So I feel like these guys got to get their deals and all that. But I feel like the price raises for every deal. Not raises too much, but more so his value kind of goes up for every deal that's kind of out there. Because the market's kind of getting set now.
The 49ers, though, are notorious for taking their time on stuff like this. Absolutely notorious. We'll see where it goes. NBA Finals get underway Thursday. Three more days before we finally get this thing underway. Joe Mazzulla said pretty much, I think, what we all knew. Joe Mazzulla said that Porzingis did everything at practice, and by all accounts, he's going to go game one. That's long been the belief. Is that he's going to go game one. And there was a lot of talk about what Porzingis would mean in a potential matchup versus the Minnesota Timberwolves. I feel like there has been far less discussion about what a potential matchup would mean versus the Dallas Mavericks. Porzingis obviously adds a element to any matchup because of his ability to spread the floor and pull bigs out of the paint and shoot, because you're forced to guard him. He's such a skilled scorer that we saw, like we've really seen. And this is where I think Joe Mazzulla might not get enough credit for the season that he's had. Porzingis was really good in New York. Like he was good, but you know, injuries, you know, probably shortened that run with the New York Knicks. And then, you know, James was talking about this as it pertained to the Sacramento Kings earlier. It was probably like maybe like some lack of direction. No coach, I think, has gotten as much out of Kristaps Porzingis as Joe Mazzulla has.
I think that's fair.
And the fact that I said, I think the true difference maker to this basketball team, to the Boston Celtics basketball team this year, has been Jrue Holiday. Partly because of what he does on the defensive end, partly because of his presence, partly because of his edit. Like he feels like he's a winning basketball player to me. Like he's a guy you put on your team and you immediately feel like this is a winning basketball team right here. Porzingis has really changed the way that the Celtics can play. They seemingly had no trouble without him throughout this playoffs. But what Porzingis can do for the Boston Celtics is unlike any other player on their roster. And I think Joe Mazzulla deserves a ton of credit for what he's been able to do with a guy that I don't know that anyone was truly certain what he was going to be able to do with the Boston Celtics or what he was really going to be able to do in the league moving forward.
I mean, when the deal happened, I feel like the reaction was like, oh, like, yeah, he could play, but he's going to get hurt. So, like, it's not really going to take Boston over the hump or anything like that. But going the other side, I feel like Joe Mazzulla's kind of maximized his ability.
Completely agree. Yeah, completely agree. He has absolutely maximized what Kristaps Porzingis is for this team. And it's a fascinating matchup between a team that was great all year, like the Boston Celtics, and a team that I think we've seen become great since the trade deadline, since February.
Best team in their conference since the trade deadline.
Respectively, right? Both of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's one thing to, like, with Boston, it felt like you were kind of just waiting for this moment. Like, this is what all of the Celtics haters and the national media who are overly critical, playing the same old tired storylines when it comes to the Boston Celtics, this is what they were waiting for. This is their moment. This is the Tatum moment. This is the Brown moment. The last time Tatum was here, the argument wasn't that he wasn't particularly good. The last time that he was here, there were arguments that he was just, and they're all very fair arguments, that he was not very good against the Golden State Warriors. And so they're finally here. With the Mavericks, it's an entirely different type of conversation because you're watching them, you know, through the turn of the new year, like, dude, this is ass. Are you going to have to trade Kyrie? How is this ultimately going to work out? There's arguments about how, was it D'Angelo? I think D'Angelo Russell's contract lines up with
Kyrie. Yeah, he had the same deal before the trade deadline. Same deal. Yeah, yeah, wait for that deal to happen.
They could swap out and nothing would change.
That's why they signed it to him.
And Dallas takes the approach of, no, we're not going to switch things up with Luka and Kyrie. We're going to switch up everything around them. And they found all of these complementary pieces. And Jason Kidd, who we were firing jokes off about left and right prior to February, got this team playing better defensively. And I will, for as much as I can be critical of Luka Doncic, I will praise Luka Doncic because I feel like his Western Conference Finals were really impressive. I feel like there were multiple games where Luka did things that I don't feel like we would see him do in the past. If the shot wasn't there, he'd pull back. He'd let Kyrie do his thing. And Kyrie was masterful at that all postseason long. where he would look, he would like if he had something, he would ride with it. And I think that's why we saw so many times during the series where Luka might have a huge first half and Kyrie might have a huge second half, or Kyrie might have a huge first half and Luka might have a massive second half. We saw times where Kyrie was never able to get his game going. We saw times where Luka was never able to get his game going. We saw times where they were both able to get their games going at the same time. But I think one thing we absolutely saw this year is Luka pulled back for the first time on the offensive end. Luka would allow PJ Washington to be the team offensively. Luka would allow Kyrie Irving to be the team offensively. Those are things that I feel like prior to this season, Luka Doncic never did. And he's shown growth. Again, it's a team that has been great all year versus a team that learned to be great. And I'd argue the Dallas Mavericks have been learning to be great as recently as the Western Conference Finals. They did things better in the Western Conference Finals than they did during the regular season. They're a team that is continuing to take steps to get better. The problem is now, can you take even more steps against, for my money, the team that is and has been unquestionably all year long the best team in the league? I like Boston in this series, but it's not a pushover to me. Dallas is a very, very capable offensive team because of the incredible duo of Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic. They're going to be going against the toughest defense that they faced all postseason long. But they are a very capable defensive team. But there's a lot that they have to match up with on the defensive end. And the likely addition of Kristaps Porzingis is a potential game changer. Because he could do a lot on both sides of the floor. And I feel like this is Boston, right? Boston's been here. Boston was in the finals 2 years ago. Boston was one of the best teams in the league last year prior to that, you know, nasty hiccup against Miami. I feel like next year, I said this already, I think Boston will be the one seed next year. You know, headed into the postseason, I think the Boston Celtics will continuously be the best team in the Western Conference all year long. Not exactly a hot take. Hot take maybe more lined in with who I had at second, which was the Indiana Pacers. But I got the Celtics right back here next year. Maybe not in the final, but they're going to be a top team in the league next year. If they're not back in the finals, they're certainly going to be a top team. And I do think they're going to be the best team in the Western Conference, Eastern Conference. What I get stuck on, though, is West Dallas. Is Dallas back here next year?
Derrick Jones Jr., is he a free agent again?
It's a good question.
I think their contract situation is a little funny, I think, because I do think they have some pending free agents.
Derrick Jones Jr.
They feel like a team, to me, where they're going to have to retool a bit in the offseason. Not like anything crazy, but more so you're going to have to add on top of it.
So, yeah, that's a good point. He signed, was that this year? Oh, boy. Yeah, good call. It looks like he signed a one-year deal. It looks like he signed a one-year deal, and he might have the opportunity to
make some money here.
Yeah, he might have the opportunity to make some money. He is an unrestricted free agent following this season. We could really piss Kenny off by like hitting this button and just having some fun. We won't do that. He'd throw a fit.
We can play. I'll go first. $70 million. Kenny, what's your guess? He's not guessing today. I win.
He's forfeited his guess. Another win for Jeff. When KC comes back, I'm going to slide in another victory to just to see if he notices.
Because looking at the maps, too, PJ Washington, next year will be his last year on his deal and all that, too. So, yeah you're going to have to, shore some things up or at least make some upgrades.
PJ is obviously really important what they do. Jarek Jones is too. It feels like they are a collective. That's what makes this team really good, which is...
Everyone talks about like Denver and OKC and stuff like that. Like that's who I think the Kings can be.
the Kings can be Denver or OKC.
No. I think people want the Kings to be like Denver, like get that Aaron Gordon type and stuff like that. But I think realistically, the Kings are closer to a Mavs type team.
Where
you're going to need a collection of guys like Kuzma. Like Kuzma's one thing and all that. Brandon Ingram, but like you're going to just need your PJ Washingtons, your Derrick Jones Juniors and all that, your Daniel Gaffords and your Derek Lively's.
That's a good call.
Because, call it what it is. Like, the Kings' assets and all that, it's not like they can go out and give out, like, 5 first-round picks or anything like that. Like, it's not, like, extensive or anything like that. So I think you're going to have to just work some magic, find some guys who fit and kind of, just follow Fox a bonus, and you're going to need another guy. But, yeah, kind of go closer to the Mavs route than the Nuggets or anything like that.
Yeah, that's a great call right there, because I was just thinking like how fascinating it is that I referring to the Dallas Mavericks as a collective, a team that is in the NBA Finals right now with Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving, but you're acknowledging that it's not just those two. It is the makeup with Daniel Gafford and PJ Washington and Derrick Jones Jr. and Derek Lively and that whole group and how they have been able to put this thing together and get here to this point. How they approach the offseason in some of these situations, knowing, the potential contracts that could be ahead, is certainly a fascinating topic of discussion, because you talk about earning some dollars along the way. Derrick Jones Jr. has earned some dollars this year. He has earned potentially more money outside of the Dallas Mavericks than he has with the Dallas Mavericks. The same could potentially be true for PJ Washington as well. But this is a team that is collectively here, which is fascinating given the fact it's really incredible. They really deserve credit for this given the fact they were formed in February.
And you look at the Mavs too, like Kyrie and Luka, they're stars, like no doubt or whatever. But like PJ Washington, like he is a really good role player, but I don't think anyone's like, oh yeah, PJ Washington's like an Aaron Gordon type or anything like that, or like that third guy you need or anything. Like, they're just kind of guys just doing their jobs, I guess.
In this moment, like, this is kind of been Luka's destiny. Like, this is his biggest moment to date as an NBA player. And like other great players, LeBron, Jordan, Tatum, all of these guys, it's been in question. It's always asked when you're a player as dominant as Luka, especially perhaps exclusively offensively, when you're as dominant as he is, and the questions are posed like, can you win like this? Can you win an NBA championship like this? Can you be the last team standing? And this is his first opportunity on this stage in the NBA. And he has battled through those questions. He has battled through those struggles. And the Mavericks have had changes in the front office, man. And it's just hard for me to not reflect on the fact this is their third trip to the NBA Finals in like the last 20 years. The two Dallas teams in the early two Dallas teams that took on the Miami Heat teams, they were a little bit different, not drastically different, but a little bit different. And then this is obviously a completely different team. The first team in the Luka era, if you will, to get to the NBA Finals. And you've got Kyrie Irving riding right there alongside of him. You've got, Porzingis with the Celtics going against his former team in the Dallas Mavericks. You got Kyrie Irving with the Dallas Mavericks going against his former team, the Boston Celtics, which is always such a fascinating thing to think about when you realize they acquired, Kyrie Irving following his exit from Cleveland, but had no idea that Tatum and Brown were going to turn into what they turned into.
Yeah, there's a story, Kyrie coming back to Boston. There's also the story where, like, Kyrie was, I don't want to be harsh, but he's part of the failure, like part of the guys that didn't get it done with Boston. Kind of like the guys that failed before this group too, if they're able to get it done. If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, did they go to the conference finals his first year?
They did without
when
him.
When he was hurt.
Yeah,
he
didn't. Yeah, him and Hayward were hurt that year.
Man.
And then they got bounced in Milwaukee the next year. And then, yeah, he was a net.
And that was it. And that was the year he said, I'll come back if y'all have me.
Yeah, he said it.
Oh, that's
I've been looking like a fool on Twitter. Kyrie said he'll stay, guys. He's not leaving.
Oh, that is such an epic NBA moment. Absolutely epic. All right, we got to go. Thank you so much for being with us. We're running it back. All right. Thank you so much for being with us. We'll run it back next here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.